What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people that have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by TrueFan, and today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and I break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today we're discussing my conversation with Zach Spangler, who's better known online as Loverfella. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to my full podcast with Zach yet, make sure you go back and listen to that. I'll be the one right below this podcast. And Zach is a YouTuber with over 2.9 million subscribers. You know, his content today heavily focuses on Minecraft, but he's played a multitude of games over his last 5+ years on the platform. His first video was Binding of Isaac. He really started to gain some traction with Ark, but now he's really found a sweet spot with his Minecraft videos. And you know, I had a great conversation with Zach. It's only about 55 minutes long, but he just jam-packed some gems into that interview. And so I have quite a few takeaways here. And so if you're new here, or if you've been listening to a while and you haven't listened to takeaways recently, we're changing up the structure of these takeaways now. And so why we're doing that is because I want this podcast to be a podcast of action and not just a podcast of advice. And I felt the takeaways episodes for a long time was just me kind of sitting here and rambling and pontificating on all these points that I thought were interesting from the podcast, from my guest, but there was no actionable insight. So now I'm going to read off my takeaways here, bullet point style. I have them all written down. And this might be one of the most amount of takeaways I've ever had from a podcast was this interview with Zach. So I've got them all written down here, bullet point, and then I'm going to pick one, just one of those takeaways that you and I are going to focus on for this week. It's something we can do to improve our channel. And we're trying to do this every single week with the takeaways. So there'll be a new action item every single week if you listen to My Social Life, right? So you got to listen to the end of the takeaways to get to that action item. But let's just get into these takeaways because, like I said, I got a lot written down here. So we're going to try and fly through these as fast as we can and get out of here in under 20 minutes. And so my first takeaway from my conversation with Zach is that when he was starting his channel, his first way of marketing his YouTube videos was to post them on Reddit. He said people on Reddit didn't take too kindly to that. You know, people on Reddit aren't really big fans of self-promotion. But Zach ended up making, I believe it was Ticks and Trips videos about the game Ark and posted those on Reddit. And people didn't seem to mind when he would post those tips and tricks. And now why is that? It's because he was providing value with his videos. And I think that that is a key thing that we need to remember with our videos, like not just for promoting them on Reddit, but just in general, like what kind of value are you providing to your audience with your content? You need to keep that in mind if you're going to be a content creator. What value am I providing my audience? And now if you want to get better, this is my second takeaway here. If you want to get better at YouTube or whatever your form of content is, you got to put the reps in. You know, Zach, if you go back and you watch, because a lot of his early videos are still up, you can go back and watch his videos from 5 years ago and you just compare and contrast him on camera then versus him on camera now. And it is a night and day difference. His confidence on camera has just improved a tremendous amount. I asked him, how do you do that? How do you get better? How do you get comfortable on camera? And he said it was just putting the reps in and doing it so often. Like he was doing, we didn't really talk about it, but he was doing daily videos when he started and did daily videos for a long time. And so just by putting the reps in, doing hundreds, maybe even thousands of videos at this point, he has allowed himself to get better on camera and improve in a multitude of ways. But he's done that by putting the reps in. So again, I think is it Gary Vee? I think he has a quote where it says like, you can't dream or you can't think about doing pushups. Similar thing here. You have to do the work if you want to improve. And speaking of improving, I like the way Zach and his team now tackle improving their videos, their content, the channel as a whole. And what they do is they identify at least one small change they want to make to something every single week. And it could be the angle of the camera. It could be the lighting. It could be the green screen angle. It could be the way they do the intros. It could be their thumbnails. But they pick one small thing every week and they make changes and they just make that small tweak. But then over the course of the year, that's 52 changes you've made to your channel. And there should be a dramatic difference. You should be able to look back on your videos 1 year ago from today and see a world of difference. And if you're not, you're stagnating and you don't want to be stagnating. That's not how you're going to get to the top and become a full-time time content creator. You have to be making changes. But a lot of us get overwhelmed when we look at our channel and we think, man, I have to change this, and this. So what Zach does and his team does is they try to minimize the amount of changes they're making at a single time. And they just focus on whatever that core thing is that they are trying to change. And so that's kind of the idea behind these takeaways now, are just picking one action item every week that we are going to focus on to improve for our content, for our channels. All right. So that's just the idea. I think you should be doing the same. And whether you follow, use the action items we talk about here on the podcast, or you have your own things that you've identified with your channel that you want to improve, you should try and make one small change every single week. And you know, it's like, I don't know what the math is, but if you improve 1% a day for an entire year, you're not 365% better. You're like thousands percent better because of that 1% compounds. And so just one small change every single week is what you should be focusing on with your content. You want to look back in a year and just see a dramatic difference from where you are now versus where you are in a year. And another thing too, you know, you might think you're a really good content creator, and you probably are. I mean, you should send me some of your work. I'd love to check it out so I really know. But Zach and his team, like I said in the intro, over 2.9 million subscribers on YouTube. And he told me on the podcast, they are making more changes now than they ever have, despite having 2.9 million subscribers, which is a dream scenario for a lot of people. And I just think that's something that I took away, is that no matter how good you are, there will always be changes left to make. You know, and I think I even, like, to be completely candid with you, I think I stagnated with the show for probably the last year or so, even longer than that. You know, I had a rhythm, I had a routine that was kind of working for me. And I don't know if the effort just wasn't there, but I felt like I was stagnant. I wasn't making those changes because I felt like I had a formula that was working. But even though, so no matter how good you are, there's always room left to improve. And now here's something too that I think that's really important to highlight for someone like you and like me who is going through this process. We're not full-time creators. We're trying to become full-time creators, but we're not there yet. And Zach had a really good insight on this, on the fact that with slower growth, I should say. And so, you know, if you were to pop off and blow up on social media and you have a million followers overnight, you got lucky. You might not know exactly how you got there, how you got these subscribers, how to maintain these subscribers, but if you've built your channel or your Instagram or your TikTok or your community over time slowly, you're going to know how you did that. And by building slowly and being intentional in how you've grown and understanding how you've grown, you're going to be able to replicate what you've done. Like what Zach told me on the podcast, you know, it's taken him 5 years to get to where he is today, but if everything were to go away tomorrow, he would be back to where he is in a year because he has all the knowledge of how he got to where he is. But if he just gotten lucky and had like one video go viral, hit the trending page, and then he all of a sudden had 3 million subscribers, that's not something he can replicate. You can't replicate luck, but you can replicate the skills you make by putting in the work to grow your channel. So even though what you're working on right now might be taking you longer to grow than you would like it to, this time that you're putting in now is going to benefit you in the long run because you're going to have a better understanding when you do finally make it of what works and what doesn't work and what allowed you to get to where you are. So you can replicate that success and build on that success versus if you got lucky, it's very hard to replicate that again. Now, this one was an interesting takeaway here that, you know, whenever I always think of YouTube SEO, I always try to get my videos to rank in search and da 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 da. And Zach said, which I think is something I don't have an argument for it, but let's just get into it, is that focus on getting your videos as recommended videos over having them show up in search. And he says, because when people are searching for something on YouTube, unless you're a tutorial channel, that was the caveat he said too, was like, if you're a tutorial channel, definitely focus on search. But if you're not, if you're just like a general entertainment channel or whatever it might be, you want to focus, prioritize getting your videos in recommended over search, because when people are searching something on YouTube, they're looking for something specifically, and they're not trying to spend time just hanging out on the platform. They're looking for something specific. Once they find the video, they're going to find the exact spot in the video that answers their question, and they're going to leave. You know, versus if you are just kind of scrolling through recommended and you're watching different videos, there's a higher likelihood that you're going to watch the video for longer, and you can become a real fan because the video that YouTube's recommending is based off of your search habits or your consumption habits, I should say. And so you want you to recommend your video to people who watch your type of video and like your type of video. And if they're watching recommended videos, odds are they're just kind of perusing and browsing through the platform. And so they're likely going to watch your video for longer, which is increases the likelihood they're going to be a subscriber and become a fan of yours in the long run. So you need to be prioritizing search. Sorry, you need to be prioritizing your getting your video to be recommended over having your video become a high ranking in search. Now, I'm sure there's got to be a correlation there between your video being recommended in search and, but then again, this is just me guessing, but there might be some correlation between showing up high in search and being recommended. But what I asked Zach is like, how do you optimize your video for recommended? And he said, you just got to make a good video. If you're getting those metrics YouTube likes to see, if they're seeing your video as a high click-through rate, if they're seeing that your video is high watch time, they're going to recommend your video. So the number one key is to make sure you're making a good video. See, but now let's talk about, I guess this applies for recommended as well, but Zach had this quote that he just kind of said on the fly in the podcast, and I like reiterated it in the interview because I thought it was so good. And he said, the thumbnail earns their eyes, the title earns their click. And so the thumbnail is going to be what stops the scroll, and the click is what's going to convince them to actually watch your video. And I just think that that's so good. And those two things have to work in tandem. And you only have a limited amount of space between your thumbnail and your title. So make sure you're using it optimally. You know, and Zach said something about the thumbnail that I believe Arcade Matt said last week as well, is you want to make sure there's like three items on your thumbnail, three key things, because if it's more than that, it starts to get busy. And so for Zach, it's usually his face, it's usually a background, and then whatever the video is about. And so that's what we need to, that's just something I wanted to call out here, is you need to make your thumbnail simple but effective, and then you need to make the title not clickbaity, but just enticing enough that they're going to click on it. The thumbnail earns their eyes, the title earns their clicks. Now, once they do click on your video, you have to make sure they stick around and watch it. And Zach said that if you should be putting more effort into the first 30 seconds of your video than the rest of your video. Because if they don't make it through that 30 seconds, they're not watching the full video. And that's not to say to have a great intro and then half-ass the rest of the video. It's to have a very good intro and a very good video. Or sorry, it's just to have a very good video with an unbelievable intro. That's the combination, not a very good intro and an average video. A very good video with an unbelievable intro is what you're going for. Put as much effort as you can into the first 30 seconds of your video. You know, and I one thing too that Zach said throughout this interview that came up a couple different times, whether that be with how do you know if a video idea is good or different things like that, he says often not, it comes from just a gut feeling. You know, sometimes he knows a video is good through a gut feeling or a thumbnail through a gut feeling. And I think that's right. And he says people should listen to their gut more, and I agree. But I think that your gut gets smarter with talking about something we mentioned earlier in this takeaways with the reps. Your gut will have a better sense of what to look for and what to do if you've put the reps in and you've done it over and over and over again. So trust your gut, and your trusting your gut will become easier the more reps that you put in. And so like we talked about earlier here with Zach saying they're making more changes than they ever have. These last two takeaways kind of tie in together here, but they're making more changes than they ever have. He's at 2.9 million subscribers, which is more than most people on this planet have or ever will have. And he said that it's going to take 10 years for him to become one of the best. And so he's halfway, and we didn't dive into his story. He has a very inspirational story when it comes to just everything he overcame to get to where he is. And so he's just absolutely slugged his way to where he is, and not like slugged like an animal. Like I'm thinking like a fist fight, like anyways, he has just grinded his way to where he is. And he says he's only halfway there. It's going to take at least 10 years to become one of the best in the world. And he said, that's exciting. That's going to take 10 years. And I think that that is something I wanted to highlight with you. If whatever you're working on, if you hear that, whatever you're working on is going to take you 10 years to get to where you really want to go, to where you become one of the best in the world. If that doesn't excite you, that's saying something to you. But if you hear that what you're working on is going to take you 10 years to get to the top and you're excited and motivated, you're on the right path. So I think it's a good kind of stress test for whether you're on the right path. Does the fact that it's going to take you 10 years to get there excite you? Or does that make you just not happy at all? So that's a good stress test. Ask yourself if the path you're on, if you are comfortable staying with it for 10 years, genuinely, 10 years and without the craziest results in the world sometimes either, right? Like, it's going to take a long time. And if you're not up for it, if you're not patient enough to do it, I would look for something else that you will be patient 4. And on that note too, so this is where the second takeaway kicks in, or the last one, I should say, is that I asked Zach, like, what's stopping you? Is it just like from getting to the top? Is it just time? Is it just needing that other 5 years? And he said, he's not good enough. And that's so funny, because especially if you listen to that interview, like, Zach knows his shit. Like, he's very smart. They are very systemized in the way they approach YouTube. And I thought for sure he was going to say it's just a matter of time, because they've got these systems in place and, you know, they're really optimizing everything they're doing. And he kind of surprised me when he said, I'm just not good enough yet, because I think he's very good at what he does. He's one of the best. I would say in the grand scheme of the world, he's one of the best in the world. But with Zach's is the best in the world. He's talking about like the top few. The select few. And so he's very good at what he does, and he still doesn't think he's good enough. And I think that's a mindset you need to have as a creator. And something I wish I'd asked him is, how do you balance that thing with being satisfied with what you've done and not just doing everything you're doing to try and get higher, but also understanding that you can keep improving. But that's a mindset you need to have as a creator, that you need to keep improving. No matter where you are, no matter how long you've been doing it, you know, you hear this about like comedians who are like 80 years old who are going to practice new jokes and getting up on stage just so they can practice and get better. Or I actually, good example, I listened to an interview with Jimmy Carr, who's probably one of the biggest comedians out of the UK, and he's been doing it for like 20 years now. And he's trying to change his jokes, do a different style of joke. He said he was very punchy and like one-liners with his jokes, and now he's trying to have some more longer thought out type jokes. And it's not something he's ever really done in his career, but he wants to get better as a comedian, so he's doing that. He's one of the top at his game, and he's still trying to find ways to get better. So there are definitely ways you can get better. I'm telling you that right now. And so look for them, and don't do them all at once. Like we said, pick one change, make just one change every single week. Identify something you could fix and fix it. All right. And we're actually going to give you one thing you can fix right now on this takeaways episode. So if there's something you think that I just talked about that you think you want to make the change, you don't want to make the action item I'm going to give here, go for it. But this is what I'm going to focus on. This is the action item I'm going to give for this week. And it is to focus on your thumbnail, redesign your thumbnails so that you can earn your audience's eyes. You know, like Zach said, the thumbnail earns their eyes, the title earns their click. And so this week we are focusing on thumbnails. And what is the thing with the thumbnail? We want 3 key items. That includes your background. So you got 3 things. Should include, but either way, 2 to 3 things, main things in your thumbnail. So I want you to go around. I want you to look at YouTubers you admire. I want you to see what they do well, what they don't do well. And I want you to actually take the time to sit down and write it out. 10 YouTubers that you watch, that you admire, that you know have good thumbnails, look them up and go YouTuber by YouTuber. Just literally a piece of paper in your phone, write the YouTuber's name, what I like, what I don't like. And at the end of that, you'll have a sense of how you should structure your thumbnails for YouTube. And again, focusing on 2 to 3 core items with that thumbnail. That's all you want. 2 to 3 things as the primary focus of your thumbnail. If it's more than that, it's going to start to get cluttered. So again, pick 10 YouTubers. This is, we're focusing on thumbnails this week. 10 YouTubers, find 10 that you like, go through your thumbnails. What do you like? What do you not like? Pick 2 to 3 things you're going to do for your thumbnails and then redesign them. Redesign them in such a way that it really highlights what that video is about. And if you're only uploading 1 video a week, I'm going to challenge you to go back and change your older thumbnails. Maybe for some videos that aren't performing well or your 4 most recent, but I want you to do at least 4 new thumbnails this week. So take the time to go through those YouTubers that you like, figure out what you like and don't like about their thumbnails, and remake your own. That's the action item for this weekend, is focusing on the thumbnail, because the thumbnail earns the eyes. That's what stops people when they're scrolling through YouTube. So that is what we are focusing on this week, the thumbnail. And if I'm being completely honest, I have kind of been working on this one in the back. By the time you'll have listened to this interview, you know, I'm ahead of you a little bit on some of these changes, just because I record the interviews before a while before they come out. So I'm a little bit ahead of you. So I've had some of these changes, some new thumbnails coming into my channel probably over the last month or so. And so I've been making these changes. I've been focusing on just like 2-3 core things in my thumbnail, and that is it. That's all. And so I've been making these changes and I want you to make this change as well. All right. And let me know how it goes and send me your thumbnails. Actually, I'd love to see a before and after of your thumbnail. What do they look like right now? And what do they look like at the end of the week when you've focused on, when you've deconstructed what you like about different thumbnails and then put it back together for your own thumbnail, focusing on 2 to 3 things. I'd love to see the before and after of what they look like now and what they look like at the end of the week. You can find me on Instagram at @thejacobkelly. Please slide into my DMs and send me those thumbnails. If you also, if you guys want to follow Zach, he's at @loverfella. Well, he's Loverfella on YouTube. Loverfella Reacts is his second channel. He's at Loverfella on Instagram. Loverfella _ official on TikTok. It'll all be linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. Share this episode. Share my interview with Zach with a friend, especially if they're aspiring YouTubers. They got to listen to that interview with Zach. I'm telling you. So share that interview with a friend. Just one friend. Not your whole friend group. Just one friend. And if you enjoyed also, it'd really mean a lot to me if you just threw us a quick 5-star rating, maybe wrote out a little review. That really helps with the show, really helps people discover the show. So if you could do that, that'd mean the world to me. But thank you so much for listening once again. As always, today's podcast is powered by TrueFan. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.